Welcome inside the film room on Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk. It's our off-season look at every single player on this Giants roster. We break them down. What do they do well? What maybe they need some help in? And to do it, we're joined by Roman Oldman, former Giants offensive lineman. Roman, today we're going to take a look at Sean Rogers. Now, Sean has been in the league a long time. Big fella, plays inside. Had a very good first half of the season, but the Giants had to place him on IR during the bye week, about midway through the season, with a chronic knee injury. Let's take a look at play number one, where Sean shows his ability to stop the run against LeSean McCoy.
Yeah, in this play, you know, Sean, or Big Sean, as we should say, he's really going to backdoor the center, which means he's going to go the opposite A-gap. And for a guy who's, you know, listed at 350 pounds, he's probably bigger than that, it shows that he still has a good, quick first step. It's a running down, but they're in a passing formation. So I think he's gambling here by going that backdoor A-gap, but he gambles and does a good play. But it's great, quick first step. This guy was a first-round pick, a high pick coming out, a lot of talent. I mean, I played against him myself in his prime, and that will help him with that quick first step.
Play number two, this play came on a second and two at the Giant 23-yard line. It is a running down. The Vikings go play action, and they try to man up Big Sean Rogers at the line of scrimmage. Big mistake.
Well, one thing you don't want in a defense is to go head up on a guy like Sean Rogers when you don't have any help. You got five D linemen and four linebackers, so they're really crowding that line of scrimmage. But what this does is it puts Sean Rogers in a position to be one-on-one against the offensive center. So that center doesn't know if he's going to play him straight up, he's going to go to the right or to the left A-gap. He hits the center, swims him, quick swim. He still has that great first step. Doesn't even give the quarterback. Again, this is Josh Freeman, who had just probably got off the plane a few days before this game. Any D lineman or any linebacker or secondary always loves when a defensive lineman can make this kind of penetration and sack the quarterback.
And this plays down, it turns into an interception for Antrell Roll in the red zone, which obviously a big play for the Giants in that game.
Yeah, 100%. Any pressure you can get from a defensive line, and obviously, as you know, in this Giants defense, a lot is expected from the front four to create some pressure and make some plays.
Now, Roman, what's the future for Sean Rogers here with the Giants? They have a very crowded situation at defensive tackle. He's an unrestricted free agent. Linval Joseph is an unrestricted free agent. So is Mike Patterson. But the Giants have some young guys. Big John Hankins is here. Marcus Kuhn is here. Then, of course, you have Colin Jenkins, just done with 1 year of a three-year contract. Is this a guy the Giants might want to bring back in a situational type of capacity to help stop the run?
Well, I think you have to look at the fact that the Giants kept 10 defensive linemen on the active roster this year. You take away, you know, kickers, punters, quarterbacks. I mean, that's over 20% of the roster just on the defensive line. Again, you mentioned Hankins. You mentioned Colin Jenkins. You mentioned some of the guys they have. If I'm playing general manager right now, I'm looking at the upside. What's the upside of a guy who's, you know, in a neighborhood of 35 years old? He could be a situational guy, you know, first or second downs.
Roman, we appreciate the time as always.
My pleasure, anytime.
And that's your look inside the film room on Giants.com, a closer look at Sean Rogers. For Roman Oldman, I'm John Schmelk. Thanks for joining us.